Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be playing recordings that feature a legendary tenor saxophonist with vocalists such as Billie Holiday, Helen Humes, and Billy Eckstine. It's Lester Young and the Singers coming up next on Afterglow.
Say we're through, I'll always love you. You know you can depend on me. Though someone you met has made you forget, you know you can count on me. I wish you success, loads of happiness, but I must confess, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely, I'll be lonely. If you need a friend, I'm yours until the end. You know you can count on me.
Thank you.
Singer Jimmy Rushing and tenor saxophonist Lester Young heard on You Can Depend on Me from Count Basie's Complete Decca recordings. Before that, we heard Young playing behind Billie Holiday on He's Funny That Way from the Billie Holiday Lester Young CD, A Musical Romance. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program I'm featuring recordings that tenor saxophonist Lester Young made with singers. Young was born on August 27, 1909 in Woodsville, Mississippi, and he went on to become one of the most influential saxophonists of the 20th century. His cool, light, fluid, and singing sound stamped itself on many of the musicians who followed him in the 1940s and 50s, Stan Getz being one of the most prominent examples. Young made his biggest mark in Count Basie's big band of the late 1930s, and he spent most of the rest of his career leading or playing in small groups and touring with jazz at the Philharmonic. He had a tremendous appreciation for singers, and he also insisted upon knowing all the words of any tune that he played. So I thought I'd devote a program to the recordings that he made with vocalists. And certainly Young's most significant musical relationship with a singer was with Billie Holiday. They met in the mid-1930s when Young was undergoing a very frustrating stint as Coleman Hawkins' replacement in Fletcher Henderson's big band. He gave her the nickname of Lady Day, and she bestowed upon him the name Prez, and both names stuck for the rest of their lives. You can really hear the personal and artistic empathy in their recordings together, nearly all of them made in the mid to late 1930s, often in small groups or under the direction of pianist Teddy Wilson. Whether they were performing good songs or bad, Holiday and Young left a transcendent gloss on everything they did. Just hearing Lester's sax at the beginning of a song sounds like an invitation to a musical dream. Billie Holiday, Lester Young, and this year's Kisses on Afterglow. Thank you.
chance to drift for you to live. Your tender lips to mine. The things, dear, that I long for are few. Just give me a sailboat in the moonlight and you.
Lester Young and A Sailboat in the Moonlight. And we heard the two together as well before that on this year's Kisses, both of those from the CD A Musical Romance, an apt title for Billie Holiday and Lester Young's artistic relationship. Young and Holiday worked together for some time in Count Basie's late 1930s big band, but they never made any studio recordings with Basie as Holiday was under contract to another label. But there were other singers in the band that Lester recorded with, the so-called blues shouter Jimmy Rushing, also known as Mr. 5x5 for his short, stout build, and singer Helen Humes. It was with Basie's band that Lester Young really took his place alongside Coleman Hawkins as a saxophone giant of his generation. In comparing the two, Stanley Dance wrote that whereas Hawkins was all power and confidence, Young was cool and detached. Irrespective of tempo, his melodic invention was always strange and haunting. On a jump number, he would impose a weird mood. A ballad was transformed into a nostalgic song, searching and mysterious. Here's Lester Young playing behind Jimmy Rushing on Count Basie's I Left My Baby on Afterglow.
Standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, baby, you got a home just as long as I've got mine. When I leave you, baby, count the days I'm gone. When I leave you, baby, count the days I'm gone. Where there ain't no love, there ain't no getting along. We'll be right back.
boys take a turn at romance now with the captivating tune of Don't Worry About Me. Helen Humes is your vocalist.
Count Basie's Big Band, a live recording of Don't Worry About Me, with Helen Humes singing and Lester Young heard behind her and soloing on tenor sax, a 1939 broadcast from the CD Rockabye Basie. Before that, Basie, Young, and singer Jimmy Rushing doing I Left My Baby from the Mosaic set Classic Columbia Lester Young with Count Basie, 1936 through 1940. In 1944, Lester Young appeared in a short film that's become legendary in the annals of jazz history. It was called Jammin' the Blues, and it depicted a jam session in which Young and a number of other jazz luminaries participated. On one number, they backed dancer and singer Marie Bryant, who'd been a part of Duke Ellington's musical Jump for Joy. We'll hear her and Lester doing On the Sunny Side of the Street from Jammin' the Blues. First, something from a session Young did in 1941 with pianist and singer-songwriter Una Mae Carlisle, who'd been discovered by Fats Waller in the 1930s and gone on to write several hits, including I See a Million People, which had been recorded by Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman, and Walkin' by the River. Here's Lester Young with Una Mae Carlisle doing Beautiful Eyes on Afterglow.
Girls, I have a secret. If you listen, I will tell. It's so romantic. Met a charming gentleman, and honest, he's so swell. I'm almost frantic. Beautiful eyes. He had such beautiful eyes. He told such beautiful lies. He had me hypnotized, mesmerized. Beautiful eyes. He never seemed to get wise. He called me such pretty things. Then he pawned all my rings. but he had such beautiful eyes. Proves untrue. They're all deceiving. All the foolish things you did will then come back to you. Your heart is grieving. Beautiful eyes. Oh, he had such beautiful eyes. I never did realize someday he'd disappear. Leave me here, beautiful eyes. He left me so many sighs. And like they say in the Greek, he had plenty of cheek, but he had such beautiful eyes. A good friend, all my money he'd spend, but he had such beautiful eyes.
Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-patter? The happy tune is your step. Life can be sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade, kept my blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid, 'cause Moreover's crossed over. If I never have a cent, be rich like Rockefeller, babe. Got gold dust round my feet on the sunny side of the street. Gold dust round my feet. ba 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 ba.
Marie Bryant, Lester Young, and On the Sunny Side of the Street from the short 1944 jazz film Jammin' the Blues, that recording taken from the CD Hollywood Swing and Jazz. Before that, Young with singer and pianist Una Mae Carlisle doing Beautiful Eyes from the CD Una Carlisle, 1938 through 1941. I'll have more recordings of Lester Young with singers in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington, and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Without your love, I'm like a song without words, just like a nest without birds. Without your love, the sun of God will never shine at my door. My life holds nothing in store without your love. I rode the crest of a wave with you beside me.
I'm featuring records that Lester Young made with singers on this edition of Afterglow. Lester Young loved singers. He was a big fan of Frank Sinatra, and he once said that his ideal group would be a small one backing Sinatra. And he also admired singers that surprised some of his own fans. Near the end of his life, he told jazz writer Chris Albertson that Joe Stafford was his favorite, along with Billie Holiday. I think you can also hear a singing quality in Lester's saxophone playing, and he also made sure to always know the words of the tunes that he played. He felt that that was a very important part of being able to convey the meaning of the song as an instrumentalist. The most important musical relationship Lester Young ever had with a singer was undoubtedly Billie Holiday, and the recordings they made together in the late 1930s are one of the reasons I fell in love with jazz. They're like great poems. They're just full of magic and mystery and somehow wise about life at the same time, and they're just beautiful to listen to. Lester Young, Billie Holiday, and The Man I Love on Afterglow.
When it comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home that's meant for two, from which I'll never roam. You and so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. Thank you.
I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you do? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man I love. Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. Smile through your tears, laughing at life. No road is lonely if you will only lose all your blues laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues laughing at life.
Holiday, Lester Young, and Laughing at Life from the collection Lady Day. Before that, Holiday and Young on The Man I Love from the Billie Holiday, Lester Young CD, A Musical Romance. Lester Young spent the last 15 years of his life mostly leading small groups and performing on jazz and philharmonic tours and playing odds and ends, pickup and all-star dates. We're going to hear two such sides in this next set, a 1948 broadcast from New York City's Royal Roost of a Lester Young small group on which Ella Fitzgerald joins Lester for some high-powered scatting near the end of How High the Moon, and this, a metronome all-star date in 1953 that brought together Lester, Warren Marsh, Roy Eldridge, Teddy Wilson, and many other jazz all-stars, Max Roach on drums, and singer Billy Eckstein. They did a couple of songs. We're going to hear a 6-minute version of St. Louis Blues, Lester Young and a host of jazz stars with Billy Eckstein on Afterglow.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. 'cause my baby, she done left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, feeling tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis woman with all her diamond rings pulls that man around by her apron strings. And if it wasn't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love wouldn't have gone nowhere, nowhere. I've got the St. Louis blues, blue as a man can be. That gal of mine got a heart like a rock in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far. Thank you.
Ella Fitzgerald joining in with a small group led by Lester Young on How High the Moon, recorded live at the Royal Roost in New York City in 1948. Before that, Prez backing up Billy Eckstein on St. Louis Blues from the Eckstein CD, Everything I Have Is Yours. I'll close out Afterglow with the very last studio recording that Lester Young and Billie Holiday ever made together. The occasion was a December 1957 broadcast for a program called The Sound of Jazz that brought together Young, Holiday, and musical compatriots such as Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Doc Cheatham, and Vic Dickinson. Lester was supposed to play on several numbers, but he was in such a weak condition, he was just a little more than a year away from his death, that he ended up playing on only one number, Fine and Mellow. In the broadcast, you can see Billie Holiday just giving him this look of love as he plays, and Nat Hinoff said that the people in the control booth had tears in their eyes when they saw how Lester was playing and how Billie was looking at him. You'll hear Lester right after Billie's first chorus. This is a studio recording that the group made prior to the broadcast, Billie Holiday and Lester Young's swan song, Fine and Mellow, on Afterglow.
Treats me oh so mean. My man, he don't love me. Treats me awful mean. He's the lowest man that I've ever seen. Pants, stripes are really yellow. He wears high gray pants, stripes are really yellow. But when he starts in to love me, he is so fine. And gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things that you know is wrong. Like a faucet, it turns out. like a faucet. It turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
We close with Billie Holiday, Lester Young, and the Mel Waldron All-Stars doing Fine and Mellow from the CD The Sound of Jazz. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to members of the Organissimo Jazz Discussion Forum. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at wfiu.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here.